to A Word Between Friends, brought to you by Gospel Gazette Online and Tim Childs. The Queen of Sheba from Southern Arabia risked her life, health, and treasures in traveling hundreds of miles. Some have estimated as much as 1,500 to see whether she might confirm the fascinating reports that came to her about the famed King of Israel, Solomon. Obviously, the queen had an investigative mindset. She desired greatly to learn the truths about matters that, to that point, had been darkened and concealed from her understanding. Due to God's great gift of wisdom he bestowed upon him, Solomon was able to answer every difficult question the queen introduced. The Bible says, "And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king which he told her not." 1 Kings chapter 10 and verse 3. Turning then to the New Testament, Jesus says in Luke chapter 11 how the queen of the south will rise up in judgment and condemn that generation, apparently for not having the same spirit and determination of the queen in seeking and learning hidden truth with an unbiased heart. One might ask, would the queen equally condemn our generation on the same basis? Not unlike Solomon. You may recall that Jesus, even from his youth, was equipped by the Holy Spirit to answer all the difficult questions posed by the doctors of the law, Luke 2:46 and 47, and also note John 3 and verse 34. In Luke 11, Jesus made the declaration that a greater than Solomon is here. What are some of the ways that Jesus is greater than Solomon? Jesus is greater because of the identity of his Father, who is the eternal God. Solomon, the third king of Israel, was born to King David and Bathsheba, who were mortal and are resting in their tombs. Jesus is greater because of his purity of lifestyle and godly living throughout his lifetime. Solomon's disobedience and lust for women brought about his departure from God and venture into the abominable practices of idolatry to please his foreign wives. God became sorely displeased with Solomon. Jesus is greater because he delivered those who were weary, beaten, burdened by oppression and slavery. Solomon, on the other hand, oppressed the people under his dominion and used slaves in the effort to build his kingdom. Jesus is greater because of all the treasures and the riches of his grace he shares with us daily. All spiritual blessings are found in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. These are treasures that cannot be purchased with silver and gold. Solomon promoted trade and industry, but he acknowledged in Ecclesiastes that all his efforts produced were vanity and vexation of spirit. Jesus is greater because he brings an abiding peace and security to us. While Solomon brought a temporary measure of security to those under his rule, Jesus is greater because his kingdom is eternal and its glory shall never fade. While Solomon's kingdom took a downward spiral and its glory severely diminished following his death, Jesus is greater because only he can take away our sins. He is identified as the Lamb of God, one who, without spot and without blemish, sacrificed himself upon the cross to cleanse our sins and redeem us to God. Tragically, Solomon was a sinful man like us. Solomon then could never have resolved man's sin problem. Jesus is greater because only he can take us home to see our Heavenly Father. Jesus is the door unto eternal life. Only through him can we make it home, John 14 and verse 6. With better choices and self-control, Solomon could have had it all, so to speak. Jesus, however, does have it all. if you and I will follow Him all the days of our lives, we can too. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of A Word Between Friends. May the eternal God and Father bless you in your search and understanding of the truth as it is in Jesus. If we can help you in your search, please contact us at www.gospelgazette.com. Look for and listen to A Word Between Friends next month on Gospel Gazette Online.